Whether you're planting a container for outdoor flowers, vegetables, or herbs, the basic planter components can be the same. The trick is in the layering. Start with the right container. For example, a hanging container covered in moss provides drainage and ventilation. The size and material of your container will depend on what type plants you wish to grow. The Old Farmer's Almanac is a great place to find a list of the best containers for vegetables and the best containers for flowers. The simple definition of eating clean is the practice of avoiding processed food and refined food and basing your diet on whole foods. But there's so much more to this plan. You can structure your diet to get proper nutrition, help manage diseases, avoid developing diseases in the first place, lose weight, remove toxins, and just feel better, all from eating clean. So what are common applications for Resilient? Products that are between 2 and 2.5 millimeters thick and have a lower wear layer, which we'll cover in just a bit, are used in light commercial applications, such as resident rooms in assisted living communities, corporate settings, and even hotels. One of the reasons Resilient is such a great product for numerous applications is that it holds up against heavy static loads, thanks to the total construction of the top coat, wear layer, core, and backing materials. So, you've considered brewing your own beer, but you're not willing to drop the cash for your entry-level kit just yet. With a few simple pieces of equipment and ingredients, here's how you can brew your own mini-batch. First, you'll need a brew pot. Any large kitchen pot that will hold a couple of gallons of water, with a little room to spare to prevent boiling over. You'll need a kitchen strainer to strain grains and hops before going to the fermenter. Also, you'll need a kitchen thermometer, a large funnel, a rolling pin for crushing the grain, and a 3-gallon container of bottled water. This will provide the water to make your beer and serve as your fermentation container.